proud to introduce my next guest, Dr. Catherine A. Remlinger, professor of English at Grand Valley on the campus of Allendale. Summertime, but I imagine it's maybe still a busy time for you. I know your book's out in hardback. That's behind you. Youper Talk, Dialect as an Identity in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Catherine, lots to talk about. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Does summer slow down for you?
It has a different rhythm, different kinds of busyness. So it doesn't slow down, but it just changes.
Great. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, with this book, it started out when I was a graduate student, PhD student at Michigan Tech. And no, I'm not an engineer. I studied sociolinguistics there and was friends with people, local friends in the community, and just was fascinated with the local dialect and realized in some research at the library and other places that not a lot had been written about what is called Youper Talk or Youpanese or Upper Peninsula Englishes. So I thought after I grow my wings and graduate, then this was a project I'd like to explore.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
So you're not a Youper, you're a Buckeye.
No, I call myself a Youper wannabe.
Life is short, and here you've written about it. And then professing English here at Grand Valley, what kind of students do you educate?
Most of my students are applied linguistics minors, and we have a new master's in applied linguistics program, so some of my students are in that. Many of my students are going to be teachers. Some want to teach English as a second language abroad. Some want to teach English or language arts here in the U.S., and some aren't going to be teachers but work as language specialists or, in some kind of place where they would use communication, writing, reading skills that make English students the good students they are.
Yeah, I imagine occasionally you whip out the Youper Talk and educate them to this whole state of Michigan, right?
Sure. This fall, I'm teaching a class, sociolinguistics, and one of the focuses of the class is regional dialects and why they vary, how they vary, and how they've developed.
Let's put the spotlight on Youper Talk. What is the book about if we were at the water cooler?
Well, in one way, it's about how there isn't just one way to speak in any area, and the UP included. Although we think that there's one way that people talk there that we do recognize as Youper Talk, it's important to know that there's not just one way of speaking there. And yet what we recognize as Youper Talk is fairly limited to central and northwestern Michigan because of immigrant and settlement patterns, immigration and settlement patterns from the mid-1800s until the early 1900s. A lot of the book is about what it means to be a Youper and how that's connected to what it means to sound like a Youper and how that gets communicated to us through the media, like Escanaba and the Moonlight, Jeff Daniels' film and play, through tourism especially, too. For example, you can buy T-shirts and coffee mugs and coasters and anything just about with Youper Talk on it. And so it shows how Youper Talk has become this valuable commodity.
Even, Catherine, the word Youper, I mean, where did that come from?
Well, that's interesting, too, and that's part of what I talk about in the book, that it's a relatively new term that just emerged in the 1970s. And it can be a divisive term. It's not always positive. In fact, I have examples of a student, a university student who felt really belittled by a professor who said they felt sorry for Youpers in their class and how they spoke. And that attitude affected that student so much that she dropped the course and almost left the university. So part of the book is how our language attitudes can have real and lasting effects, and some not so good. So part of the purpose is to create language awareness.
What else was unique about your research here?
One part is the history of the dialect and looking at how the history of a region shapes the way that the language is used and how it sounds like. The UP is relatively recently settled comparatively to other areas in the U.S. English speakers didn't go to the northwestern UP regularly until the mid-1800s. And because immigration was factor in supporting the copper and iron mines and other related industries. Many, many languages have come into contact with English over time to shape the sounds and vocabulary and even sentence structure of Upertalk.
Let's share examples. Remind me of some of the talk. You betcha.
You betcha, eh? Holy wah is used, one of my favorite expressions, exclamation of surprise in ways. And of course, sauna, which is based on the Finnish pronunciation in Swedish and Norwegian, too. And because of the lasting contact with Finnish and English in this part, the northwestern part of the UP, sauna is the local pronunciation for many people, instead of sauna. And one of the examples I found most interesting, and this was recently, a couple years ago, there's a billboard outside of Ishpeming, which is outside of Marquette, and it's for an insurance agency. And the billboard says, "We don't insure saunas, we insure saunas." And to me, this was interesting. One, it's picking up the positive aspects of what it means to sound like a Uper, but also it's using the pronunciation of sauna to show that this company is trustworthy. They're local. You can depend on them. They know who you are as a Uper. And so I thought it was a very clever way of using language as a commodity to promote their business as well as to show, hey, we're local and you can trust us.
Author Professor Catherine A. Remlinger with us. Her book is out, Youper, Y-O-O-P-E-R, Talk, Dialect as Identity in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Catherine, the pastry. I'm reading from your book. That's why it's pasty. So give me the education here.
Well, that's also interesting. It's very much like sauna. So we call these local pronunciations in linguistics shibboleths. They're local pronunciations that show insider versus outsider. Sauna is one that most outside people don't know to pronounce the correct or you. P way or Finnish way, and pasty, because it looks like pastry and it might look like pasties, people don't always know how to pronounce it. So this is another example of how language, in fact, a word has become commodified. You can find postcards and t-shirts and all different kinds of things instructing people on how to say pasty.
I guess the question is, and you might have alluded to this, how do we use your work? Is this going to be used in, I trust, your upcoming classroom? So what do I get from this?
Well, I wrote it with two audiences in mind. My students, of course, and because they're always on my mind in some ways, but also because I wanted to write a book that explained some somewhat complex ideas about the connections between language use and identity. And I wanted to communicate that to students in a way that they would find approachable. And many of my students are from Michigan, so they're familiar with the UP. The other audience I had in mind was a PBS kind of audience, people who are interested in language variation and dialects in Michigan history, and who would appreciate understanding how history has affected language use in the UP, or who want to know more about Finns in the UP, or want to know about tourism and how that's affected what we know about the dialect.
Is Uper in the dictionary?
It sure is. In fact, well, in one of the dictionaries, there are many different kinds, and there was, in 2014, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary included Uper as an entry. And this was after someone, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. You can read my book and find out, who lobbied to the dictionary, the Merriam-Webster, to include it because he wanted to use Uper in a Scrabble game, and a friend of his contested that.
Future of Uper is...
Well, we don't know. Unfortunately, we don't have a linguistic crystal ball to understand what will happen in the future. We do know that language changes, dialects change. They have to, because as society changes, language changes. We do know, though, because language is our badge of identity, that Upertalk will be a way that people maintain their identity as Upers, as I'm local, just as we do if we are Buckeyes or from Boston or from Southern California. This is language is the way that we can show who we are and where we're from.
Or a Hoosier.
Or, yes. Sorry to leave them out.
Rupert Talk, Catherine A. Remlinger. How do we find out more information?
Well, one way is through Grand Valley's website, gvsu.edu/English, and you can find out about our Applied Linguistics program and a little bit more about me. You can also email me at remlingk, R-E-M-L-I-N-G-K, at gvsu.edu. I have a professional Facebook page, Catherine A. Remlinger, and you can find me on Twitter at UperTalk, and you can follow me on my blog and website at Catherine Remlinger, one word, Catherine Remlinger.wordpress.com.
Awesome. You've been schooled in getting the word out. Thanks, Catherine. Take care.
Thank you.